This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at
97.3. Today on Odyssey. Episode 4 of 4D with Demi Lovato. This week's guest is Patricio Manuel, professional boxer. And he'll be talking with her about, talking with them, Demi,
right,
for a conversation about trans visibility, traditional masculinity in the sports world, and Pat's Odyssey of Gender. Patricio Manuel. This episode contains content surrounding substance abuse, which may be triggering for some. If you or someone you know is in need of help, you can visit samhsa.gov for resources. samhsa.gov for resources. 4D with Demi Lovato on Odyssey. Lorde's oddly explicit album cover has inspired a whole bunch of memes, which are really good. People are so damn creative. There's one where she's like Godzilla walking over the top of a city and everyone's all, ah! You know, looking up in between her legs. That's it. Because if you haven't seen it yet, and chances are you probably have. It's like an iPhone laying on a beach, looking upward, and she's stepping over it in with a really close look. You can tell is a thong, but at a far look, you're like, "Whoa, am I looking at what I think I'm looking at?" And there's put it back to the SpongeBob one. There he is. Everybody watching Lord's ass lately, and it's just like the silhouette of an ass.
Oh, that's the shadow. How funny of her butt.
He's laying
cheeks
on the
very
ground,
well,
looking up at her. At her cooch.
That's great.
So there's a ton of really funny memes out there. There's some people just standing in the shade of it.
I'm sure this will surprise no one. But for the record, I think that she looks beautiful on that cover.
She does. She looks
really, really beautiful.
I mean, what a great shot from down below.
Uh-huh. From down well, there. All the stuff. She looks great.
Yeah. They've got her. They've ever looked... Stepping over the phone. See her there. Stepping over the phone.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one. That's a solid one. Yeah. There she is playing Twister. She's got her Twister legs on. Here she is kickboxing. They've turned her sideways and she's kicking a dude in the face. All these mean people are so creative.
That's hilarious.
I love it. It's really good.
When's the album come out? Do we know?
No, who knows? I mean, I'm sure I could find it in this. Let's see. Solar power. I do not see a date. But we should take a moment and watch her dance.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about her is her dance moves. So we're looking at her as she's... I'm not sure what show this is on. Maybe this is on SNL. And now she's...
she's going hard,
oh,
man.
Oh, she is.
Very passionate.
She's got some solid moves. She's really into it, you know? She doesn't do anything halfway. When she's dancing, she is full on freaking the F out. And when she's stepping over a camera, she is full on showing you stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, those are solid,
the
solid
thing that's
dance
trippy
moves.
About a young person who gets fame really young, or I don't know if I worded that right, but that you change so much over the course of, say, from 17 to 25. And we watch that person evolve, but we also watch that person go from being a young lady teenager to a woman.
Mm.
And you're view on the world changes a lot during that time, don't you
Certainly,
think?
Certainly, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, though, I think that sometimes the curse is the arrested development where you're 16 or 17 years old, or 14 or 15 if you're Justin Bieber, and your world stops evolving. You are this commodity, and everyone around you says yes to every whim that you have, and you don't take the hard knocks of your teen years the same way that somebody else might, and you... And it can turn out badly. We've seen plenty of child stars sure. who have a hard time adjusting to real life once their stardom is over. Hopefully that doesn't happen to Lorde, because she's a girl who clearly knows herself and knows what she's putting out there, and good on her.
There's a rumor of who was her dance teacher. They reveal it.
Was it me?
Brent's about to do a joke, everybody. It's
Elaine from Seinfeld.
All right.
Yeah. There's certain people you want to stand clear of when you're dancing, and Lorde's one of them, Elaine's one of them, and that, who's the girl that we were talking about this morning? Tanisha Taylor?
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was a weird dance.
Tanika Taylor?
As well.
Tiana Taylor?
Tiana, thank you. Mm-hmm. I knew it was something like that. Started with a T. She was named Maxim's first black hot 100, top of the hot 100 heap, and we were watching her in a Kanye video mm-hmm. dancing wildly, like wildly gyrating about. These are dangerous people to be on a dance floor with. Lorde is one of those. Was there something else that you wanted to show me?
No, that was pretty much it. I just want to show you her dance teacher, which was Elaine from Seinfeld.
Very funny. It actually does. It's eerily close.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move on to Pink. Pink says that she was... This is a really sweet story. And Vinny, we talk about teachers a lot and how much we love our teachers.
We are playing Pink so much at my house right now. It's almost backfiring now. I'm starting to be like, oh, not Pink again.
No,
I do
Pink
like
again.
Her. Yep. But Cover Me in Sunshine has become
Cover
Halloween.
Me in Sunshine.
My kid can't say it, but she loves the song. So she'll say Halloween Sun Pine or something like that. And we're like... Oh. What are you
Halloween
trying to say?
And
she loves that song, and it's the one with her daughter singing it with her as
so
well.
Cute.
So
I know it's
really,
so sweet.
It is sweet.
Her relationship with her daughter, with her whole family, is just—it's so delightfully presented in that Pink. All I Know So Far. It's a documentary that's—I don't know if it's on Amazon or Netflix or where I saw it, but you get sucked right into Pink's world, and you think there's a chick who seems to really have her ass together.
And all the help runs for the closet when the cameras are on. She's really got everyone trained well.
She really does. It looks like she's actually taking care of her children. And she does seem quite involved. I'll give her that. You know, she walks off stage covered in sweat, still breathing heavy from the final number of the night, and she picks her kid up and walks off stage with him. There was a camera right there to catch it. Imagine that. So, look, all of us grew up, unless you're still growing, and then you will grow up, don't worry. And we were heavily influenced by our teachers. I mean, we've talked about this many times on
Absolutely.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
So Alicia Pink went to school at a place called Central Bucks High School. And she had a choir teacher, and his name was Mr. Ort. And he's still there. And he just had the current choir cover a song by Pink. And they even write in this thing, oh, do you want to just... And they made a video for it and everything. And they're all wearing masks. And Pink saw it and cried her little pink eyes out. So here's a little sample of the current, today's Bucks High Choir.
We are rockets. Millions of beautiful hearts.
Just go to where the drums kick in. They added drums and everything. It's really sweet. There's a rock on campus that's been painted pink and has the name Pink on it. Like, it's adorable. Clearly, the whole school is like, you're our inspiration. And they there's a lot of like words written across in the video and stuff. And Alicia, this is for you because you've inspired all of us.
What state is this in? Do you know?
You know, I looked. I know there's a Bucks in Pennsylvania, but I'm not sure where she grew up.
Okay, yeah, I don't. I just was curious.
West Dolston. I can't say it. Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania. Okay. It is in Pennsylvania.
All right.
But it's so cute because all the kids are like, Doylestown. Oh, Doylestown.
There we go. Got the right
one. Okay. She, you know, she went to high school there. She had a locker there. Like somebody knows that was Pink's locker. And these kids are all like, we walk through these hallowed halls every day where you came from and you inspire us every day. It's beautiful. So Pink was, of course, thrilled.
Touched, right.
And she was, so it's. You know, can we put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Instagram page? It's just nice. It's just a bunch of high school kids and they're...
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What did I say?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Wherever Bryn puts things,
I'm
go
sure that
there.
Is really something that probably feels great. It probably makes her feel, you know, how, well, now what do I do? I'm sitting here at my breakfast. I'm going to sign a banana to you guys. What I mean, like, what do you... How do you... repay the feeling they're giving her. It's got to be weird, right?
Well, it started with her posting this up on Twitter and writing, Mr. Ort was my high school choir teacher. His famous quote to me was, Alicia, it's not a solo. But I love this. But I love this, and it brought me to tears. You all sound amazing, and I'm totally overwhelmed with love.
Oh, there you go. That's great.
That's
really
so sweet.
Neat.
All right, moving on to... Rapper Pooh Shiesty, best known
know
for
him.
Sniffing his fingers. You know, he had a hit.
Uh-huh.
And Bryn is saying that we've heard it, but I don't recognize it at all.
You may have heard it on the Hot 100.
Yeah.
Sure, but I definitely hear it when I'm doing my landscaping, you know, listening to all the hot hits.
Oh, you do.
You know this song, Nikki?
No.
Vinny, ever heard this one?
Nope.
Me either. Because I feel like I would have remembered the name Pooh Shiesty.
Right.
There's a picture of him where he's sniffing his finger, and I'm like, dude, don't sniff your poo finger. Like, don't do that.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe it's not a poo finger.
It's a poo finger. Look at that. He's sniffing his poo. It says poo right underneath it. It says poo. I mean, what am I supposed to think? You know? He loves the smell of poo, I guess. I don't know.
Weird.
Anyway, he got arrested for shooting a security guard. He was...
Is that Pooh there?
By the way, this happened in Miami. I'll be heading in there tomorrow to check
Mr.
things
Shiesty.
Out. We'll see if Mr. Shiesty needs any representation.
All right.
Gotta head to Florida. Got a job to do. He's been arrested over a shooting that went down at a Miami club. I saw the name of the club here. So Diamonds Nightclub. Diamonds. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. King of Diamonds.
Mm.
King of Diamonds nightclub.
Better.
This happened around, let's see, May 30th, about 4 o'clock in the morning. The police were called out there. He was taken into custody yesterday about 2 p.m. on a warrant for his arrest for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, a felony. Cops say that witnesses told them the staff was escorting Pooh Shiesty out of the building. When out of nowhere, there was an altercation between Pooh and the security staff. Cops say the security manager told him the beef was over money that had apparently fallen out of Pooh's pants.
There it is.
Something's got to fall out of there, and it's money, turns out. Surprise, in a twist. But here's the thing. Can you zoom in on his pockets there?
Yeah.
This is a guy who has fat stacks shoved into every pocket of his pants, and they're only half in there. So he's
bigger.
Doing a show. He's rapping his poo rap.
Oh, look at that.
And every, not just the front pockets, but the back pockets too. There's just, I don't know if he thinks that a security guard reached over and tried to grab some of the money out of his pocket or if it just fell out of his pants. But every pocket on, the pants are already too tight. And he's got, they look like bricks of 20s or whatever, just sticking out of every pocket.
It's
that's
even more than you'd think, actually. I'm looking at it going, okay, that's, I thought there was going to be, you know, an inch stack. That's like a 4-inch stack of, of money in each pocket.
In each pocket. It's ridiculous, really. And of course, someone's going to try and grab your fat stacks, Pooh Shiesty. So it's unclear how much, if any, money quote-unquote fell out of his pockets, but it was enough to set Pooh off. Because cops say that he took out his, he's from Memphis, the Memphis MC took out his gun and fired off a round toward the crowd. And one of the security guards ended up getting hit in the right ankle. Uh-oh. Taken to a hospital. By the time the cops got there, Pooh was gone. There was Pooh. There was no Pooh to be found.
Right.
But they found Pooh yesterday. Elsewhere. Where? They found him wherever they arrested him at. Let me see if I can... The location. No, they just say they found him. Somewhere in the Miami area, though. According to the cops, the money's at the center of this particular incident. He says, it's false allegations. Nothing ever been took from me. Is that like a point of pride?
Nothing I never wear, been took from me.
Nothing never been took from me. Is that like people who have a lot of chains or big diamonds or fat 4-inch stacks of cash coming out of every pocket? Is that like a point of pride? No one would dare to.
I would think so, yeah.
He's denying.
Well, you would absolutely be traveling with people who will fight for you, or you carry a gun like he's doing, which is all of it's asking for trouble. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the rumor is that about $40,000 got taken.
Oh.
And when he felt one of the stacks and it felt less than 4 inches thick, he started just shooting. So anyway, fun story, because the guy's name's Pooh Shiesty.
The whole time lines have been going through my head and I just don't feel comfortable using them. So, good story.
Should I save this one for the secret show too?
Well, it's too late now. All the fun has been had.
Sure,
but
I suppose that's true.
You know.
But if he comes up, we'll roll with it on the secret show. We have a lot of time to fill on that secret show now.
All right.
That's
a lot of time. Please, we just send your bad advices. We need some stuff to talk about.
Right.
You know, there's only so much stuff you can say about that one thing.
What thing?
The thing. You know, the one that Vinny always brings up.
What do I always bring up? What are you talking about?
The one that he brings up every show. You'd have to listen to the show to find out.
I'm going to have to listen to my own show to find out what I bring up every time.
I'm not allowed to bring it up then. I mean, it's, you know, that's the secret show pact that we have with each other.
Boy, this is a mystery.
Really? Are you super mystified by what you bring up every single time?
No,
You should listen to the conversation between you and V. Hale last week. That's a...
what was that about? All right.
Oh, I can't remember.
There's a lot of stuff.
I can't. A lot of stuff. But what kind of stuff about that thing? Yeah. And I'll leave you with this. It's a fun little show, but it's not for the faint of heart.
No, it is.
If you're
not
a prude and you know yourself pretty well, you don't want to hear Sarah and Vinny talking dirty and swearing and
especially when V's on there, because she's another level.
Just beyond, like, we think we're so cool, and then she comes in and we're like squashed bugs on. They're like, "Oh God, what is she saying? You have to make her stop." My poor innocent ears. I'm going to leave you with this, and you'll like this. Prince, we got a new album coming from Prince.
Okay.
Welcome to America. 12 new songs. It's going to be out July 30th. July 30th, 2021. Welcome to America. Prince's estate is opening the vault on some of his previously unreleased music this July. 12 brand new tracks recorded around 2010 at his Paisley Park Studios. This won't be the first release of Prince music since he passed. They re-released versions of 1999 and Sign of the Times, but it will be the first all-new music album, posthumously. So they said that it's a reflection of, quote, Prince's concerns, hopes, and visions for a shifting society, presciently foreshadowing an era of political division, disinformation, a renewed fight for racial justice. He even left behind a quote with the album saying, "The world is fraught with misinformation. Wisin, number four, Mation. George Orwell's vision of the future is here. We need to remain steadfast in faith in the trying times ahead." That's my Prince impersonation.
You want to hear a neat Prince tie-in?
Yeah.
I was reading. I love metal and guitar and everything about it. And there's a local guitar god named Gary Holt who plays with Exodus, but he also took over for the guy that passed away from Slayer and played with them for I don't know how many years, okay? So he's a guitar god and a metal guy. Mm-hmm. And in the interview, he's talking to someone and they say, "Besides metal musicians, who are you into?" And I'm like, oh, here's where, who could it be, right?
Right.
Universally loved. It's Prince. He goes, "Prince, absolutely. That guy." And he's Guitar Hero and everything else. And I just thought, he crosses all genres.
Have you ever met anyone who doesn't like Prince?
I haven't. No.
I love Prince either.
And I also love metal and reggae and ska and punk.
If you don't like Prince, text us, 800-400-3697, and tell us why. Explain that to us. All right, that's it for this look at the trash. What's coming up, Vin?
Well, there's a new Croc.
Oh, I love Crocs.
Which I think you're really going to like. And then I'll get to some other stuff as well after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.